Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Trump's tax plan would spur growth. That's a headline in a recent Wall Street Journal paper. First, let me say that President Trump's tax reform plan is not very specific, and I think that's fine. The Congress will write the legislation anyway. We all know that if we're going to cut tax rates, we'll need to find the money somewhere. And there's one very bad idea that some members of Congress are considering. We just filed our federal taxes last month. Farms and many small businesses borrow a lot of money to buy seed and fertilizer, machinery expenses. We deduct that interest charge from our income. That is a legitimate cost of doing business. But there are some members of Congress that are thinking about denying the deduction to raise more tax money. This is a red flag. We need to kill that idea before it gets any legs. The other subject today is organic food. Should we be suspicious? Is it really organic? Two extensive articles within 2 weeks in the Washington Post raise that question. One article headline is, "Organic or Not?" After months of research and milk testing, the Post is not convinced that High Plains Dairy in Colorado is delivering legitimate organic milk. The operation has 150,000 cows, which is 100 times bigger than the typical organic dairy farm. Cows are in feedlots more than pastures. Their milk was tested. It is about the same as conventional milk, so why are we paying so much more for it? And the second article in the Washington Post provides great detail covering one whole page. It reports that 36 million pounds of soybeans were shipped from Ukraine to Turkey and on to California, and somewhere along the way, shipping records were changed from standard soybeans to USDA organic. Suddenly, the value of that shipment shot up $4 million. Besides the fake organic soybeans, we've been accepting tons of corn that is falsely labeled. It is fed to livestock and chickens so that the meat and eggs can be labeled organic. About one half of the organic labeled corn and soy that is fed to our livestock and poultry is imported. It may not be organic. Science tells us that organic is not any better for us than standard food, but it sure costs a lot more, and it may not even be organic. Until next week, I am John Block, and I'll be down on the farm.